welcome back to it on this Friday. You're going to make it. Trust me, you're going to make it. I can see the end in sight. There's a light at the end of the tunnel. You're in good shape. Thomas Gipping here, Deputy Director of the Edwin Meese Center for Legal and Judicial Studies and a Senior Legal Fellow at the Center, which is part of the Institute for Constitutional Government at Heritage. Thomas, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me. Good morning.
Good morning. All right, so developments in this whole impeachment process, even overnight. Hogan Gidley from the White House saying nobody's concerned here about this phone call. The idea, there's this portrait being painted that the White House is in panic, that all these White House officials are deeply disturbed by the phone call. Hogan Gidley says it's not true at all. It's a commonplace phone call. There's nothing particularly interesting here except that he mentioned Biden one time. What do you make of all this?
Well, I mean, what I make of that is, you know, don't pay any attention to the man behind the curtain. Of course, that's what they're going to say. So that's what's going to come from the White House, regardless of what was happening. The memo of the phone call is public. The whistleblower complaint is public. People can read them for themselves. I do agree that, in fact, I find it a little bit troubling that they even release those things, because those are internal documents that the president and others have to be able to rely on in terms of communicating with others. And if they think that, you know, at any time members of Congress are going to, you know, try to pry that out of their grasp and splash it all over the internet, it's going to affect how presidents in the future do their work. But people can read them for themselves. It mentions Biden twice, not once. But what is in that memorandum, and by the way, it's not a transcript, it is a memorandum based on recollections of people who heard the phone call. It is what it is. He said what he said. There isn't a smoking gun in terms of, I want you to do X and then I will give you Y.
Well, in fact, we've also learned from a report overnight that the Ukrainians apparently didn't even know that the aid had been temporarily halted until at least a month after the phone call. How do you have a quid pro quo? If nobody's involved?
But it's hard to know whether that's true or false.
I don't know.
The public doesn't have any way of knowing that. What we know is what was said, what was memorialized in that memo. Frankly, though, people probably assume that if the House would impeach President Trump sometime in the future, it would be on the basis of this phone call and this memo. That's not necessarily true. The House can impeach a president or anybody else on anything that they want. So we have no idea where this process is going to go. It's only starting with this phone call and this memo.
Well, they can impeach on any. Correct. Is it good politics?
Well, I think Nancy, you know, I'm no fan of Nancy Pelosi, but she was trying, I think, to hold back the House sort of committing itself to this path.
Well, that's over.
And that is, they've now crossed that Rubicon, and so I think that makes it more likely that they'll have to go and impeach the president, since it only takes a simple majority. I think getting two-thirds of the Senate to convict isn't in the cards. So Democrats may be thinking, hey, if we can just kind of keep this going and give people a bad taste in their mouth about the president is hoping that if he doesn't get convicted in the Senate, that's a big win. We're in the silly season where, you know, you take a breath or you look in the wrong direction and people are calculating how it's going to affect the election.
Right. So let me get to this part of it, though, because this is the way that I mean, there aren't a lot of outcomes here. I think, first of all, I think America, at least where I live, people on all sides are just exhausted by this constant, you know, banging of the drum. He's bad. We got to, you know, people are just worn out by all of this. They're worn out by the tweets as well on the other side. But if they, let's say they're successful, let's say they do impeach and do remove the president, then they get President Mike Pence. Is that what they want? Because if they do, then they get an actual conservative who is, you know, rock steady in what he believes. And if they fail and attempt impeachment and fail, I think that Donald Trump wins by a wider margin than they did before, because the country's so irritated by all of the noise and wasted time.
Well, I totally agree with you about not only are people kind of tired of all of that, but also all of the polling suggests that, at least right now, people don't want the president removed by impeachment. I mean, that's what we have elections for.
Correct.
And people should know, Democrats started talking about impeaching the president on the House floor 3 weeks after he took office.
That's correct.
This talk did not start a couple of weeks ago. So
you got 70 votes for impeachment before the Mueller report was even partially completed.
Oh, far more. Far earlier than that, yeah. So that may be a miscalculation on their part. I think people believe in elections. They say, look, if President Trump deserves another term, let us decide, you know, next November. We'll see how that plays out. My concern is, in part, look, impeachment is in the Constitution, but it is a very grave and a very rarely used way of removing public officials for gross misconduct.
Not because you don't like him?
Well, and frankly, it looks to a lot of people like it's being trivialized now and sort of manipulated for other purposes.
That's bad
for the country. That's bad for our system of government to have the basic structure and process of our government manipulated.
I would say that Michigan's Rashida Tlaib has taken it to the top of the trivializing bandwagon by selling T-shirts as of today that say impeach the mother effer to raise money for her campaign. I think that covers it. I'll give you the last word.
Well, if you look at articles of impeachment that actually have already been filed, it gives you a taste for what Democrats are doing. And those articles just have to do with, I don't like what he said, I don't like what his policies are. And that's not what impeachment is supposed to be used for.
Thomas Gipping from Heritage, great conversation today. Thank you for being here.
Absolutely, anytime.
There you have it. This part of the program brought to you by Wolverine Water Systems, Michigan's pure premier water treatment company since 1947. And today you can get a free water test. That's right, a free water test just by going to stevegruber.com and clicking on the Wolverine button. What could be more important to you today than a free water test to let you know exactly how your water is? You want Michigan pure water, Wolverine pure water? It starts by going to stevegruber.com right now. Click on the Wolverine button, get that free water test today. You deserve to know. We'll be right back.